Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, I hope that you're doing very well. I am back for a new episode on the podcast. Thank you so much for having me today. Today I really wanted to touch on a topic that's very dear to me, something that I am sure there's a lot of people out there that have to deal with this on a regular basis, I guess. That topic is self-sabotage. Yes, that is what we are going to talk about today. I'm going to share with you some of my own tips and tricks that have helped me over time to overcome self-sabotage on different levels, in different aspects of my life. And hopefully some of those tips will inspire you to do the same, and maybe some of them are new to you, so you might learn something today and see where that leads you to. But first of all, I really wanted to touch on something really important. First of all, thank you so much for all the love that I've been receiving lately regarding the podcast, all the very kind words that have came my way about the podcast. You're all amazing. You're so kind. I am so grateful to have such beautiful souls around me and supporting this work. It truly means the world to me, and I am forever going to be grateful for this and for you. And this has really inspired me to keep doing this and to continue doing this. Ideally, I will do my best to post maybe one episode every week. That would be fantastic. We'll see how we get on with that and if it is something that's achievable. But yeah, for the moment, that's going to be my goal. We'll stick to that and see how it goes. Now, that was not actually the important piece of information, even though I really wanted first to say thank you to everyone that's been supporting me and supporting this project. But on the other side, I really wanted to mention something very important is my books for Mystic Sessions are finally open. So if you have been on the lookout to find some kind of astrologer, or a tarot reader, or a crystal energy reader to help you on your journey, to unlock all your potential, to help you answer any life direction related questions, anything related to your relationships, career, love, life, identity, life purpose, whatever that is, I just wanted to let you know that I am here for you and you are very welcome to book a session with me so that we can do this inner work together. I will be absolutely delighted to support you. And again, if you have any questions prior to booking your session and you really want to ask me something, you want to talk to me about something, you just want to make sure that this offering and the Mystic Sessions is something that is right for you before committing, that is absolutely fine. I totally understand. And for that reason, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. You can do that on Instagram and you can do that on Facebook. You can send us an email through Jewels and Gems as per usual. And I'll be absolutely delighted to answer to your query myself personally so that we can see how I can actually support you depending on what is it that you're going through. And I'm really excited to say that we've had some beautiful beautiful souls, beautiful women enrolling and joining us and really working with me on a one-to-one basis. It has been an absolute pleasure to meet these ladies, to support them in this work. It's deep work. It is, but it's so fulfilling. It's for me, the way I look at it, for example, especially the astrology readings, they are the ones that have proven to be very popular lately. It's like looking at your cosmic blueprint. Literally, it's that idea of you being able to understand who you truly are based on, the way the cosmos was, composed, set up the moment you were born. And that birth chart is your cosmic ID. It's your soul DNA. And being able to dive deep into that, sometimes I'm actually absolutely amazed, but at the same time, it does not surprise me how I can get to answer people's questions without even them having to ask them these questions first. The answers just naturally come to them, if that makes sense. And they end with the session bringing so much more answers and confidence and peace and power to themselves, so much more than they actually realized it would. And I think that is the true power of astrology, in my opinion. And if you're up for it, I would say that you will have a wonderful time, I am sure. I will make sure that you're well looked after. And it will be my absolute honor to be your guide, your astrologer through that process. That was really what I wanted to touch on first today. On top of that, I am back now on social media. So again, it's an absolute pleasure to be able to connect with all of you guys. We've got a lot going on at the moment. Jewels and Gems is evolving. It is changing. And I am so, so, so much looking forward to all this. And thank you so much, by the way, to all the lovely, lovely, lovely ladies that were asking me about my move in Portugal, how it's been going for me and everything. And I'm delighted to say that I feel so much more at peace since I have done this. And it kind of goes to show that sometimes you just have to trust your gut feeling. And you just have to go and do the damn thing, because it's only after you've done it that you actually realize how impactful and powerful doing it is. And that will kind of join what we're going to talk about today regarding self-sabotage. Absolutely, this was by far the best decision I've ever made, whether that's for me on a personal level, also on a professional level, but also for my business, that is Jewels and Gems. Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update. Now, I think I'm happy to dive into today's topic. So let's talk about self-sabotage. So I will give you some tactics regarding how you can also overcome self-sabotage. What is self-sabotage in my opinion? I would describe it, there's different ways people describe it. My take on it is very simple. I personally see self-sabotage as us being afraid of our own potential. For me, it's us being afraid of our own power. And because of that, we get to do certain things that on a subconscious level, we don't actually get to control as such. It's almost like as if it's part of ourselves that's imposing this on us without us realizing it, because actually self-sabotage can be can come across in many different ways. But first of all, what I would really like to touch on is I want you to remember that you are not alone. You are not alone. You know, you are not alone in those crippling fears, in those negative beliefs, those negative thoughts. We all go through it. And what I really want you to remember is that I have also been suffering from this. How can you tell if you are suffering from self-sabotaging yourself? I'm going to give you some examples that I know, because I used to do these, and I might do them another time here now, much less than I used to, but it might happen. And usually because I know that that's how it shows itself for me, I'm more and more able to counteract it. For example, if you're someone that tends to procrastinate, that is a sign of self-sabotage. Why? Because a part of you is afraid of success, maybe. Maybe deep down you have a fear of success. Maybe you have a fear of being seen. That is something, for example, that I've had to deal a lot in the past with my business. There was a lot of things that I used to put to the side for a while because a part of me was afraid of being seen. And the first example of that was showing my face online. A lot of people think that it's something that comes easy to me, but let me tell you the truth. From me to you, now it gets easier. It was not always the case. It took me a while to own the fact that Jewels and Gems is me and that I am Jewels and Gems. It took me a while, because if some of you of the OG Jewels and Gems customers and fans and followers, if you remember back at the very early stages, for example, of Jewels and Gems, it was definitely a little bit more mysterious as to who was behind it all. You know, I definitely wasn't introducing myself as the owner. It's not something that I was owning up to it. You know, I would, for example, back in the shop, I would only mention it if people was to ask, what is my role in this operation? But definitely, I wouldn't be the type to put myself on the forefront. And why? Well, I figured out very quickly it was because a part of me was afraid. I was afraid of success. I was afraid of being judged. I was afraid of people criticizing me. I was afraid of people judging me because of the way I look, because of my age, because of the fact that back then, especially, I was not Irish yet. I was living in Ireland, and you know, there was a lot of people that were asking me where I'm from, and that's something that for some reason kind of stuck with me, as in, you know, well, you know, I'm not really from here, so is that something I should feel bad about? You know, you just start to go into, you know, when you have some kind of block, it's very easy for it to escalate. I'm sure you understand what I'm trying to say. And the idea is here that by having those blocks, you will subconsciously tend to procrastinate. So what did happen? I held back. Not because, you know, I didn't have time to create content that showcases my face and, you know, show a little bit of what I know. Why is it me behind Jewels and Gems? Try to show people the, you know, a little bit more of a personal side to the business. It was not because I had no time. Well, I was very busy, but I'm sure I could have made time. The thing is, I would tend to procrastinate. I was spending so much time instead looking at other competitors' accounts on social media and trying to, you know, somewhat analyze what's working for them and what's not, and try to, you know, gauge that and learn as much as I could. And that's a part, that's a way of self-sabotaging yourself. Another example is by dwelling, complaining. That is a big, big, big one. I am someone that used to do that a lot. I would do that a lot, but it's so negative for you because what's happening is it's holding you back from your power because that it's a fake sense of control. The idea of complaining, dwelling on what's happening, on mistakes, or things not going the way you want them to, or things not happening for you, these are all signs of self-sabotage. Why? Because you are infusing that negative energy into your aura. And the big issue with that is that it's giving you a fake sense of control. Us humans, we thrive on control. This is something that we crave. But the thing is, by dwelling and complaining, you see, this didn't happen because it's like this. I was right. I knew it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it gives you that sense of importance, self-importance. But it's not right. Because at the same time, you're creating that negativity, negative energy, finding really the negative in everything. And it's preventing you from actually fixing what needs to be fixed. It's preventing you from actually finding a solution. It's preventing you from taking action. And that, my friends, is another sign of self-sabotage. Another example is, you refuse to seek help. This is something that for a long time has been a bit of a tricky one for me. I'm someone that kind of feels like, you can blame it on my Virgo sun, but I'm someone that tends to want to do everything by herself because there's that feeling that, you know, I know what's best and I know I will do it perfectly. If I give it to someone else, it will not done the way I want it to be done, kind of thing. But this is again so wrong because you cannot physically do everything. It's just not possible. So, you know, as a business owner in particular, this is what is preventing you from growing. You cannot do that. Doesn't work. There's no successful business people out there that will tell you that, oh yeah, no, seeking help is just so bad for your business. They'll tell you the exact opposite of that. Delegating is the answer. And that shows that you're really committed. I could go on and on and on and on about this, guys, between, you know, the fear of hard work, not setting boundaries, making excuses, always being confrontational, and so on and so forth. We can keep going with this. I won't, but the idea that I want to leave you with before we dive in into the tips is that setting massive goals, for example, is something that I used to do. And then what I used to do after that is I would struggle to see them through because I would tend to avoid them. For example, a big one for me was fake, what I call fake busyness. Not business, but busyness. Fake busyness for me is a big, big red flag when it comes to self-sabotage. It's that idea of avoiding what has to be done by pretending we're busy doing so many other things when deep down those things are really not important. Could be done later, could be done on the next day, could also be, you know, skipped completely. It is not urgent stuff. And we kind of keep ourselves busy, in quotes, by doing these things, preventing us from what truly matters. Because again, subconsciously, it gives us that feeling that, oh, you see, I'm getting something done. I'm ticking off something, my to-do list. That's why, my friends, if I was to give you another tip from me as a business owner, whether you're in business or not yourself, try to keep your to-do list as small as you possibly can. That is something that changed it all for me. I love to-do lists. I'm a Virgo sun. That is my way. But at the same time, you know, going for like extensive to-do lists just for the sake of ticking off lots of boxes to make you feel some kind of, you know, rush of emotions that's proving you that you're being useful, that you're achieving things, when deep down all those little things, you know, some of them could count for the same. Some of them are not even that important. It is just not, it is just an illusion. That's what I'm trying to say. It's an illusion, an illusionary sense of achievement that is taking you away from what truly matters for you to be able to get to the next level. And if I was to share my first tip for overcoming self-sabotage, that would be making sure that every single day you have a very specific set of practices and rituals that will support you in that feeling of consistency that we are looking for to make this work. To overcome self-sabotage, we have to replace it with consistency. And the way to do that is incorporating those rituals to your day, making sure that they are done every single day. To give you an example, if you follow me on Instagram or also on Facebook to that extent, you might have noticed that occasionally, I don't share that every day, but occasionally I might share with you my morning practice. This is what we're talking about here. It's having a practice that every day puts you in that sense of something being done, but something being done that actually is productive and useful. And transforming that into something that's reoccurring, not just a one-off, but doing it every single day is going to be the answer, because you're going to train your brain, you're going to train that subconscious mind to actually go back to getting stuff done mode. And that's what we want here. So again, how do we do that? By incorporating a daily practice. My example is what I do is usually in the morning, because I find it very powerful to do it in the morning. It really gives me that sense of really being in my get it done zone, and it sets the tone for the rest of my day. So for me, I have what I call my morning magic practice, which consists of three aspects: mind, the body, and the soul. So every single day in the morning, I will do a practice that will support each of these elements. To give you a further example, you have the mind. So with the mind, what I like to do is every day I like to read. That can be a chapter, it can be 10 pages. It all depends on how I'm feeling that day or how much time I have. But definitely reading 10 pages, you know, or a book chapter, that is a way to get myself started. I am someone that starts slowly in the morning, so it's also a good way for me to start to wake up. And it's, you know, I suppose I am very alert in the morning, so reading gets my whole attention. And that's the first one. Then my second practice is for the body. What do I do? Usually that will be yoga. I love yoga. That's what I do. I put on music that inspires me, and then I go and do my own session. And I the length of my yoga practice is going to vary depending again on how much time I have during the day, if it's a busy day or not. It can be all from 5 minutes down to 30 minutes. It varies a lot. Then last but not least, we have the soul practice. So the soul practice will depend. It can be meditation. It can be visualization. It can also be breath work. It can be, tarot. I love tarot. I love pulling myself one tarot card every morning because it allows me to connect to my own intuition, my subconscious mind. And every day after I pick my card, I take some time during the day to really reflect on the message of that card to see how does it actually connect with the way I currently feel. And I feel that that's a very beautiful way to connect to our inner soul. So if you have a tarot deck and you're also eager to incorporate it more into your spiritual practice, I think that's a beautiful way to do it. And definitely, I would say exercising overall is going to be super important. If I was to keep it straight to the point, go for a physical exercise practice, whatever resonates with you at this moment in time, that's what you should go for. Change is okay. It doesn't have to be every day the same practice or the same sport, but ideally every day you should do something. It could be slow, deep stretching if you're menstruating, for example. It could be going for a walk. It could be going for a run. It could be cycling, whatever it is. Just every day, there has to be a practice that honors and benefits your body. We're talking about breathwork just a moment ago. Breathwork is wonderful. Breathwork is great, and I would even tend to say that if you find it difficult to meditate, try breathwork, because breathwork is a practice that at first will seem challenging, but the further you're going to go into it and practice it, the more impactful it's going to feel. In my eyes, it's something that I feel is even more powerful than meditation, because it truly, deeply takes you out of your mind. Self-sabotage is a pattern of the mind. So here what we're doing is taking back our power within the mind. And that is why I really, really strongly recommend if you're not familiar with Wim Hof, definitely check out this guy, the Iceman. That's his nickname. If you go on YouTube, you'll find him. He also has his own app, and this man is the breathwork expert. You know, he is so good. You can find free practices of breathwork where he's literally guiding you throughout his videos and audios. And definitely give that a try. You will be shocked. You will feel so good after it. If you're not used to it, it will be challenging, but this pure magic into this, I'm telling you, I cannot recommend this enough. And overall, the idea is really to move your body. After all, I think this is the key here, for sure. My next practice is going to be a little bit more cringe, I feel, to some people, but nonetheless, very powerful. And what that practice is, it is a deep unconditional love for yourself. I feel that this is something that people that tend to struggle with self-sabotage sometimes are missing. And I have been one of those for a long time. As a Virgo sun, again, I tend to be very hard on myself. I tend to criticize myself a lot. And by doing this, it has really allowed me to learn to appreciate myself, to love myself, to nurture myself, to be kinder to myself. And I am convinced that the people that are kinder to themselves, they appreciate themselves more, they see their power more, and they allow themselves more to succeed. Whether you believe in this or not, it is down to you. But personally, this is how I've been feeling about this for a long time. And what I really wanted to say is, it all starts with your connection to your body, bringing you back to the present moment, to connect to the here and now. And the way to do this is very much so by practicing mirror work. Now, I know mirror work can seem scary. It is something that a lot of people find hard to understand or gauge or see how it can really benefit them. It seems a bit cringe as well, a bit weird, a bit odd at first when you've never done it before. But taking the moment in the morning when you brush your teeth, when you wash your face, to stop, look at yourself in the mirror, stop avoiding your gaze, look in your eyes, and say to yourself, it can be in your head at first if you're a bit shy, or it can also be out loud if you're feeling a bit more confident. Say to yourself, I love you. I am here for you. I support you. And I will do everything that I can for you. I accept you. I love you. Try that. And don't tell me that after doing that, something doesn't happen inside of you. I'd be very, very, very shocked if after doing that, there's no shift happening, because it just wouldn't make any sense to me. And that's why I like to do this. I find it a bit similar to, it's like that practice that everyone was talking about recently that was kind of very popular. I believe it's called the Ho'oponopono or something like that. The Ho'oponopono practice. The one where you basically, it's that Hawaiian practice where you say to yourself, you know, I forgive you, I love you, I forgive you, I love you, something like that. Well, that is just basically my take on it. It's meeting yourself, meeting that gaze, and taking that moment to say these words to yourself. Because you want to find someone in your life that you can say these words to, but you wouldn't say these words to yourself first. You know, it's not right. We should be taught that before we give to others, we should give to ourselves. And that is the idea here. Because if you love yourself, if you respect yourself, what is going to happen? You will respect yourself enough that you will know for yourself that you deserve so much better than what you have been leading yourself to through your self-sabotage actions. You will love and respect yourself enough that you will know that that kind of behavior is not what you expect, and that is not what you deserve. And then you will know that you deserve better, so you should receive better. So you should do better. It's very deep, I know. I've been thinking about it. This episode is definitely probably one of the deepest ones we've done so far on this podcast. But I hope that this message will somehow resonate with somebody. And if that person is you, please share it with me if you found it by any means useful or supportive. Share it with someone that you feel needs it. That's also a beautiful way of making a positive impact in someone else's life. Now I want to leave you with the third, the last tactic. That one is daily inspiration. For me, daily inspiration has been so, so, so powerful. It's the idea of if you are someone that, for example, tends to consume content of some kind, whether that's on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, whatever, wherever, I strongly urge you to assess what kind of creators do you actually watch and who do you subscribe to? Because we live in a world where as much as there is good content, there's also bad content. And it's so important to take the time to make sure that you ask yourself, okay, is this piece of content from that creator actually doing me a service or a disservice? Is it serving me or is it not? Is it actually triggering me? Is it actually putting me into a negative state? Or is it actually supporting me, inspiring me? That's the question here to be asked. And if, for example, there's a content creator that, for example, whose content does not make you feel good deep down or puts you emotionally in a stage that is not for your greater good, I strongly recommend to unfollow. And if that happens to be me, well, you might as well unfollow me too. The idea is that the content that you watch and that you consume has to be inspiring. And that is something that I have done a few years ago. I have completely changed my content consumption online. I do not listen to the same people as I used to. I do not watch the same videos as I used to. I do not listen to the same podcast that I used to. Everything has changed. And now I stay connected to a much smaller pool of people, but each and every one of them, they inspire me every day. They make me feel good. They make me feel powerful. They make me feel confident. They make me feel at peace. And that is the key. Why? Because inspiration leads to inspired action. And if inspiration leads to inspired action is always amazing action. It is the best kind of action. That is what it is. So the idea here is, do that. You know, find someone that expands you. Find someone that I call an expander. Find that expander and really consume their content. And don't forget one thing is that that expander, they were you at some stage. They were at your level at some point. The only difference is where they are now is on level 50, whereas you're at level 3. But that's okay, because you can go from level 3 to level 50, but what you can do is you can go from level 3 to level 4, from level 4 to level 5, and that's what they have done. And they were at your level at some point. So they're not so different to you. It's just that where they are is where they are because they did the damn thing. They just went along and did it. Just like Nike says, just do it. Sometimes it's as simple as that. And I really wanted to leave you with these words. And if I was to say one last thing before I let you go, is that it all comes down to one thing. It's the mind. Because once we have mastered our mind, everything shifts. Everything clicks. Everything evolves. It all starts from there. So make sure you nurture your mind. You take care of it. You nourish it. And this is how things will start to change. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to send me a little DM if you thought this was interesting, if you thought that this was helpful. I would really, really love to hear from you. If you know somebody that has been struggling with self-sabotage in some shape or form, definitely share this episode with them. They might learn something from this. And if you thought that this was of some benefit to you, if you enjoyed this episode, I would really appreciate it if you could take the time to subscribe to the podcast, to leave us a review on your chosen listening platform. That would mean a lot, and that will help me to grow. It's much appreciated. And make sure you keep in touch with me. I am very active at the moment on Instagram. That's where you can find me, at jewelsandgems.shop. And yeah, interact with me, engage with me down there. We are having a lot of fun. It's been very, very cool to be back there fully. And yeah, I really hope this serves you and helps you. And don't forget that, you know, you are not alone. We all go through this. It's just a matter of taking a decision and do what's best for you. You can do this. You're well able. You're more than capable. I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. And I'll be talking to you soon. Bye.